Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Suzanne Biscotti. Suzanne is with Viva Ohm. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me.
You want to tell our listeners a little bit about your business?
Sure. So I branded my own type of yoga. It's a Latin-infused yoga fitness, and I created an online platform so that my community could access the workouts from pretty much anywhere. I have an app so that they can kind of have one spot to go to every time they want to work out and dance and do yoga. I offer a 30-day program. It's called the Viva Bod program, and it's a detailed nutrition plan and workout plan that basically gives you exactly what to eat, how to make it, what to buy for it, and what workouts to do, which include my Latin-infused yoga fitness.
Wow. So yeah. You're really creating a lifestyle change for people.
Yeah.
Holistic approach.
Yeah.
And where did the impetus or the idea for this come about? Because it's kind of fusing two different pieces, and I think a lot of people think about doing it but don't actually get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you saying the Latin-infused part or the...
Well, connecting the nutrition part and putting it into an online platform, mm-hmm. seems like it's fairly unique.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. It is quite unique. Thank you. No. It really actually stemmed from myself, my own personal experience. Back in 2005, I unfortunately had a best friend pass away, and it brought me to a really bad place. And I was kind of walking a very scary line between very unhealthy and, you know, trying to survive type of thing. And I think that it really started one day in a very bad state, hungover, walked into a Bikram yoga class, and it changed everything for me because I just felt like, wow, this is something I can focus my energy on and something that's a positive thing. Mm. Rolled over to the juice bar next door, never had a green smoothie before, tried it. It was amazing. It turned into me wanting to get certified to be a yoga teacher, certified to be a nutrition coach, and really it was more, oh my God, this saved my life. I hope to do the same for other people.
Wow. That's really not only inspirational, but amazing how you took something that obviously tragedy in your life and turned it into a positive. That's very commendable.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like it's been a wonderful road since. So the evolution, because traditionally people think of yoga, and I know there's, you know, historically you could buy the Suzanne Somers VHS tapes.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm dating myself now.
Yeah.
You talked about
her.
2005. But, you know, fast forward, and obviously we're living in a digital age and people are doing things online, but how hard is it to connect people to doing this stuff, you know, individually, I guess, because yoga is usually thought of as a group endeavor, I think.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. I think it's only really recently that the online fitness world is booming. But the funny thing is ever since I was really young, I mean, I've always loved fitness, and I would like pop in a Jane Fonda tape, mm-hmm. and do it at home. So I think there's always been that market there that's accessible. It's just now we're making it so much easier for people with the apps and streaming and this and that. So how hard has it been? I think the hardest part is really trying to not feel like I'm selling every time I talk about what I'm doing, because I love it, but mm-hmm. it's actually pretty easy to connect with people online. It is.
And so to date, when did you launch the platform?
So I launched about a year ago. Mm-hmm. But I've honestly been working on this this idea has been coming together for about 10 years almost. So,
wow.
So it's almost like it's finally here, and I'm like,
wow,
so
it must
excited.
Be really rewarding to have launched a platform and really, you know, start to see the people signing up, I guess.
Yes. Oh my God, it's so exciting.
And you know, in true fashion with the internet, has it really been a global or at least a national sign up pattern, or
well,
are people coming to you from all over the place?
It's so interesting you say that. So the whole reason I ended up relaunching a year ago as an online platform. So when I first launched, I actually, my business plan was to become a branded class, a lot like Zumba, mm-hmm. and kind of sell the class itself, the Latin-infused yoga fitness, to places like Equinox and mm-hmm. such. In the first like 2 months, I started getting responses from all over the world, a lot from South America, from Europe, and people were asking for the class. They said, oh my God, this class looks amazing and fun. Can you offer it online? And I mean, that just drove me to a whole other level of like, oh my God, this could open up so many more doors for me as far as being able to help more people. So that's how I ended up doing the online platform. So yes, it is. It's a global thing for sure.
Wonderful. And not to spill any secret sauce, but the Latin fused, does it change? Is it essentially the music, or is it the vibe, the feel, the positions? Does it change everything just to get deeper into the product itself?
I know. I wish I could just kind of like show you guys how to do it. It's so fun. And you were asking me before where the class itself is inspired from. My mother's from Colombia. So I'm first generation American here from her side. My father's 100% Italian, so very passionate family. We always grew up a lot, just so much good energy, love, positivity. And I was doing yoga for, a while and doing normal classes. And it just one day I started dancing on my mat. And so it really is like if you're familiar with yoga. So what it is it's a blend of yoga, bar. Mm-hmm. So bar is a lot of like little movements to kind of tone certain parts of your body. Pilates, which is a lot of core strength work. And then Latin dance, which you'll just kind of break out into a fun dance. It's really fun.
It sounds really interesting. And again, as I said, quite unique. But on the surface of it sounds complicated, but it sounds like you've developed a formula.
I've taken care of the complicated part.
Right.
Sounds people like just follow along and they love it.
that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about how you weave in the nutritional piece. And are people typically buying the whole package? How does the platform work?
Yeah. So during my nutrition training, it a lot of light was shed on kind of our food system here and just what
scary.
It's so scary. Oh my God. I was just mortified. So that turned me vegan.
I think you fall into two camps, horrified or sticking your head in the sand.
I know, right, exactly.
It's no middle ground on our food source.
It's not. And when I went vegan, it really started to change my whole world because that brought me to a whole other level of health that I felt incredible. So what I did is I kind of packaged together this 30-day nutrition plan where someone will literally see exactly what to eat every day, what to snack on, what to drink, how much to drink of it. People are loving it. So it is part of the 30-day program. So when you get the 30-day program, it tells you it's that whole nutrition plan, the 30-day, and then also your workouts, it tells you what to do, and then your video workouts and
wonderful.
Pretty much everything.
So I know that one of the challenges, must be for people who are considering it is how do people fit it into their schedules? And so I imagine you have a good response for that.
What's the commitment, I guess,
for 30 days?
Is absolutely.
Daily commitment, I assume, because people have to eat every day.
You get Sundays off.
Oh, wonderful. Binge day.
That's cool. Well, you don't get to binge on food. So you don't have to work out on Sundays. People freak out because like 30 days straight of eating vegan and gluten-free and, working out. But everybody's going to mess up here and there and it's fine.
Right.
You just get back on.
Right.
But what I did to answer your question too is I created all of my recipes to make sure that they were under 20 minutes. A lot of them are even just 15 minutes. So I kept that in mind. I also kept in mind that a lot of people have families. So it's easy to kind of make something delicious that other people eat and not be like, ew, it's vegan. Mm-hmm. And then I also made
depending
all
on the kids' age, it's best not to tell them.
I've learned watching my niece, you just put it in front
put
of her.
In front
just
of
don't
me.
Even yeah, say anything. Right. I mean, she loves green smoothies.
And then, no alternatives.
Right, exactly.
It's that or air.
Yeah, exactly. You hungry? Well, then eat this. And then all my workouts are 25 minutes and under. No, they're all 25 minutes, not under. They're all 25 minutes. So basically,
if you make it to the end. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. No, you will, I promise. I've had people of all different levels, ages,
that's wonderful.
Health levels.
So it's really
up.
Universal in terms of the appeal
really
and
is,
the ability.
Yeah.
And it's not limited to, if you're fit already type of thing.
So. No, and my goal is actually in the next little secret I'm going to tell. I'm releasing everything in Spanish too in the next 6 months. So.
Oh, wonderful.
So that'll
and,
be.
And you already say you have a captive audience, in South America.
Yeah, that's what
and,
drove me to want to do it. I'm like, oh my God, I got to give them what they're asking for.
That's wonderful. Wow. And you also have another interesting aspect to your business, which is a charitable endeavor. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So that's called the Give with Passion Project. And what it is I was trying to find a way my whole life to try and give back. And when I created this business, I realized that it's a feeling of creating a community where you're kind of just trying to breed love and positivity. And it kind of, the whole idea fell into place very easily. So what happens is the community votes and tells me, you know, what we want to donate our money to. So 10% of all sales are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 10% of all sales go to a cause. And right now we have 5 chosen by the community. And then when you're checking out, when you're buying things, you can choose which of those 5 it goes to. And they all are very different, but, you know, hopefully speak to you in some way. And if they don't, then I just ask you to submit what you're thinking. And then we kind of are going to start. I'm only a year old, but the goal is to
build that.
Yeah. And eventually I would love to do, you know, video submissions of why this means so much to you and kind
so
of
run a contest and engage your community.
Exactly.
And, oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're off to a wonderful start despite, you know, 10 years of getting there.
Patience, right?
Patience and persistence. Those are the key to being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
What other lessons what was your background prior to doing this?
I was a banker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So quite a change.
Yes. Very, very big change. But also I'm so incredibly grateful for that experience because, I mean, the things that I saw, I mean, every day I'm looking at, you know, businesses starting up and successful businesses and businesses that don't do well and the whole numbers side of it, which is really funny because I never thought of myself as a numbers person.
Despite being in banking.
Right. Which is so weird. But It was an incredible experience because it just taught me so much. Yeah. You know,
well, I think the amazing thing is we all forget that at the end of the day, any business is really about people for the most part. And
absolutely.
So even if you're in an industry that tends to be you know, quantitative, if you don't have people skills, it's tough.
Yeah. And the truth is I wasn't really on the numbers side. I was on the sales side. Right. So
well, so your relationship
I just kind of handed
but
the
you
deal
had,
to someone.
You needed
someone
to have the ability to at least talk intelligently and obviously you could do that. But, you know, interesting that you took that experience and parlayed it into being an entrepreneur yourself and probably had a lot of empathy for people that were coming to you at
yes,
the time.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful story. We'd love to hear more and wish you continued success as you go
Thank
down the
you.
Road. And it was a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. If people want to get in touch with you or learn more about your product and your services, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
So I suggest visiting vivaohm.com. So it's vivaohm.com. And on there, you'll see, you know how we are now with every social media platform in the world there.
And engage however you like.
Yeah, engage however you'd like or email us at info@vivaohm.com.
Wonderful. Well, it's, as I said, a great pleasure having you on and, you know, your energy and positivity shine
Thank
through.
You. So thank you so much.
Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Suzanne Biscotti of Vivaohm, and we'll be right back in a moment with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.